Another night of a lot of minutes. Obviously, you're very comfortable playing the heavy minutes game on the back end.
Yeah, it's, everyone's kind of called upon to do a little more when we got guys out. We've been through it the last couple years. We've had similar situations with guys going down. So everybody's got to step up and take on a little more.
Do you feel that you have turned the corner in two games from February, or is there just a little bit more time to go before you feel comfortable in saying that?
I don't think we're looking at it as a turn the corner. I think we had a stretch where we didn't play games we loved. I don't think we lost our identity or anything like that. So I don't know if we look at it as a thing we need to turn the corner from. We just kind of get back on track and keep moving forward.
At the end of the day, do you like the way you guys are playing?
Yeah, we're playing hard. Our forwards are coming back hard in the neutral zone, allowing for the D to have good gaps. And when we play that way, we get the puck back up to our forwards, and they're going the other way. And that's when we're pretty dangerous.
Three games now, Jacob, with Nathan as your partner. What have you seen from him?
He's good. I mean, he's definitely different from Josh. He's an extremely good skater. He's strong. He's big. He can make plays with the puck. He's kind of what you want in a partner. He kind of compliments Josh in a way with what they do. It's a little different, but they're both really good players. And he stepped in well and fit in really well, and he's playing good hockey.
When you see someone like that who does step in and produces right away and is effective, is it almost surprising that another organization maybe couldn't find a better usage for him?
I don't know, not really. I mean, a lot of things come down to opportunity. If he gets the opportunity to go play, he plays good hockey. I think some guys I've talked to, they've said he's a good player, and he just kind of needed a shot, and he's playing well, and I don't see anything changing with that.
Obviously, when you see a guy who was picked 17th overall, there was some pedigree there that, at least at the time, he was a very highly touted prospect. Presumably, that didn't just all disappear overnight, right?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely has the tools. You can see him, like I said, you watch him skate, you watch him shoot the puck, and just his way he plays the game. I think one thing here that's a little different is you don't have to reinvent the wheel or do anything crazy. Just do your job and take care of your guy down low, move the puck up to the forwards, and let them do their job. It's not going to say relaxing isn't really the right word, but it's a sense of comfort when you know you don't have to do too much and take chances and unnecessary risk to make something happen. You just play the game the right way, and with the players we have in this room, it goes well for us.
Last one for me, but is there an excitement to get to play a Tampa team that is seemingly having its way with the rest of the league right now, already 50 wins and kind of lapping the field?
Yeah, they're way up there. So a team that's above us, we want to show we can play with them. We had a good game with them the first time in Winnipeg there, and hopefully it's a team that we want to see down the road.